Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? How you doing, Kristen?
I'm doing all right. A little tired. Had a nice little neighbor get together at the house last night. So several neighbors came over. It was very impromptu. They came over, had some drinks. We listened to some records. All the kids were playing in the playroom. It was kind of nice.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. You know your neighbors.
I bring them in.
You like your neighbors.
We do.
Huh. And you mix and mingle in spontaneous ways.
Yeah, just on a random Wednesday night, man. Yeah,
You're listening to actual records, or did you just put on a Spotify playlist?
Actual records.
Wow.
Whoa,
because I have my dad's old record player and all my dad's old records, and he bestowed those to me, years ago. I was actually listening to records before vinyl made a comeback.
Whoa.
And so, we were listening to a little Sam Cooke last night, a little Frank Sinatra live at the Sands,
My neighbors seem really nice.
You've just never bothered to introduce yourself?
No, that is not true. I went across the street one time to ask a neighbor for eggs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they didn't have any. So that taught me a very valuable lesson. They can't help me out.
You're all alone in this world.
No, they were really super, super sweet about it. And it's funny because they came back a couple of weeks ago. We got eggs. Then I've got some neighbors right next to me that because of some weirdness going on in our neighborhood, we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago. They seem really, really nice. They actually seem like the kind of people I would want to hang out with if they weren't my neighbors. I just kind of feel like when I come into my neighborhood, I don't want to have to be Burt Show Burt. I make small talk for a living for 4.5 to 5 hours. So I just keep my head down in my neighborhood and just go right into my house. I wave. We're all nice. I got a woman that lives right next to me who's so super sweet. She was married for like 50 years. Her husband played for UGA. She has dementia, but she knows it. So we've had some kind of conversations. Also, she's got a great sense of humor about it. They all seem great.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hang with them.
See, the good news is I've gotten to a point now, because I've been in this neighborhood for like 12 years. And so I don't have to be like Krista from The Burt Show. Mm-hmm. I can just be Kristen.
And I guess that takes time.
It does.
And I'm not willing
to. It took years.
I'm not willing to take that time.
And listen, if I'm being transparent, cleaners came Tuesday and the house was looking really good and the decorations were looking really cute.
I know how that feels. I'm like, if it's going to look good, I'm posting a photo on Instagram. I'm having somebody over for wine. Somebody needs to witness it before it turns into a dumpster fire again.
So it's like, what's the point of having your hair and makeup done if you're not going to go out and people are going to see it?
Sure.
It was kind of like, what's the point of having the house clean and all these pretty decorations if nobody's going to see it? So I just hit up Charlotte and I was like, hey, you and the kids want to come over for a drink? And then it just kind of snowballed.
Yeah, the house that you guys will see tomorrow for our holiday party, that's a one-day sale. It will not look like that on Sunday, I assure you.
Yeah.
How you doing, Abby?
It's good. I mean, the one thing, I'm not worried about my neighbors because I live in an apartment complex, so I rarely ever see people except for when I notice that they're conveniently hot.
Isn't that so crazy, though, that you live in a building with so many people? But you don't see any?
Yeah, because if you think about it, everyone's just like walking into their apartment and then you don't leave. Like even when I go downstairs to get a coffee, because there will be a coffee machine downstairs that, my rent goes towards, I think. And I saw somebody once and because we both needed the printer and that's really it. The only time you ever really see people is if you go down to the pool, which I don't want to hang out with families. Like, I need to go out and like be around people my own age. But I will say I got a new neighbor across from my apartment, like across the hall, and I got so excited because I was like, how did I end up having two hot guys living next to me? One on the left, who I found out has a girlfriend, and then another one across from me. I was like, this is a whole nother saga. I gotta bring this into the show. And the first time I saw him, I had just gotten my hair done, and literally in my mind I was like, this guy probably thinks he just saw an angel, because he's like, he's at his door unlocking you know, the door and all of a sudden he looks up and he sees me and I'm walking towards him and my hair's done. I've got a little bit of mascara on, but like a nice sleek loungewear set. I'm like, this is the perfect meet cute. And then the next time I left my apartment, I saw a woman leaving and I was like, ah, he is wifed up. It's not great for me.
I have seen this situation play out on the internet quite a bit. One woman, single woman, ends up having two really hot neighbors as guy neighbors. I know how this ends.
Yeah, mine doesn't end up the way it ends up on that one website, the Hub website. Mine is a tragedy. Mine is going to end up like Bridget Jones's Diary, where I'm weighing myself and crying myself to sleep at night.
Singing all by myself into a spoon.
And then apparently, whoever I end up with is going to pass away tragically after we have an adorable child together. Have you seen the trailer for the third movie?
No.
Yes. They killed off Mark Darcy.
What?
Yes. Colin Firth is dead in the movie.
Oh, no. Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler. It's in the trailer.
It's literally in the trailer.
Okay. I wish more for you. I want more for you.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kristen, I know you stopped watching Real Housewives a while back, but have you seen photos of Brandy Glanville recently?
Okay, so the stuff still pops up into my feed. I think I will forever be in the Real Housewives algorithm. The shows did become like just too much drama, and they were just so just nasty to each other, and it wasn't feeding my soul. So I gave up on it. However, I do keep up with like the big headline drama, and yeah, I don't know what is going on with Brandy Glanville's face, and this is not to be a hater, like she's gotten too much work done. No, there's something medically wrong. Like she's like her, it's like her face is caving in.
Well, it's a combo of both because she's got too much work done also.
Over the years, yeah.
Right. So I saw the picture also, not really knowing what she looked like before all that, and I looked at it and it looks like a mugshot from from somebody that lives on that retirement home in Florida that has all the STDs.
Oh, the village is Florida's friendliest hometown.
It looks like she got out of a club at like 3:30 in the morning and is in really bad lighting. And just, I don't know I didn't know a face could do that. But it's melting off of her body.
Yeah, but I don't understand why she's blaming Bravo for the way her face looks.
So here's what's happening. So if you look at old photos of Brandy Glanville, for anyone who's curious, and maybe you're listening to this on the podcast later, she had a face that kind of had the classic, what we call pillow face look. Like she's definitely had fillers done. To each own, you're allowed to do whatever. Like it's not like a hate to what she's done to her face, but then
just calling it what it is.
Yeah, just calling it what it is. And recent photos, like Bert said, it's like her face is caving in. And she says that she has spent $70,000 trying to get medical help because she believes that she has a parasite moving in her face. A direct quote from her says, she feels like it's having babies.
Ew.
She says, I don't remember a day when I haven't cried. Honestly, I have so many doctors and I've had so many tests. I did lab work for $10,000. They ran every test under the sun. They're like, it could be a parasite that's new. She said she's been on meds for a whole year. She doesn't go out. She's just spending all of her money trying to figure out what's wrong with her. So the reason she's blaming Bravo is that she believes that her health issues started in Morocco when she was filming the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. She said they had food sitting out for hours on end and some of it was meat. 6 months after she got back from Morocco, she started having this speaking thing and she started swelling up. She said it started in July and she's still here trying to figure it out.
So that's interesting. Okay. A couple of thoughts. So I didn't know what she looked like before. And I just looked it up, doing the side-by-side. She was a very pretty woman.
Oh, she's stunning. She's a model.
Yeah, what a sad story. Second thing is, Amanda and I are going to Morocco in a couple of weeks. And while we were on vacation a few weeks ago, we ran into somebody that was just there. And they said, this is all going to come full circle, that they hired somebody to basically be there shoulder to shoulder with them. Because in Morocco, you can go there and some of the places look like the food is very fresh. It looks just fine. But in a lot of these places, if you're not a local, you know the food has been sitting out, that it's not good. And if you're not with somebody that knows the neighborhood, and I forget what they call it, Medina maybe, that you're in, that you will get food poisoning and you will get a parasite. So it comes back to what you're talking about with her being in Morocco.
Well, what's crazy is I thought you could take medication. Like, if you were found to have a parasite, like if you did all the tests and your doctor's like, there's something in you. I thought they were like deworming medications that you could take. At the very least, the gurus on TikTok say there's a tea you can drink. So it's kind of scary, the fact that like she has all the money and the resources in the world and she still can't handle something seemingly as simple as a parasite.
You're right. There are deworming medications. And actually, a lot of countries around the world do regular dewormings of themselves and kids. Like, the U.S. doesn't do that, but like Australia and some other countries will regularly deworm themselves.
So in the biohacking world, this is becoming more and more popular, where you do it here in the United States and you can't believe the things that are coming out of people's bodies. You know, now we're in a social media environment, so people are taking pictures of it as they come out of their bodies. Ooh. And sometimes it's like a foot and a half long worm.
I had a friend who was really, really sick and then decided to do the deworming, and guess what came out? Worms.
Yeah. Ooh.
And yeah, she sent me the picture, so that was neat.
Yeah, they're really long.
Yeah, they're long, but then she felt 1,000 times better. And you can get it walking barefoot, eating bad meat, sushi. Like, there's so many different ways you can get it.
Yeah, but isn't the U.S. killing off all of the parasites with our terrible red food dye?
With red food dye or whatever.
Like, because every time I get onto parasite TikTok, there's always some doctor that's like, you don't need to do this. Like, all of the pesticides we put on our food kills it off anyway. It's probably killing you anyway. So I'm like, I want to do it, but I'm like, is it just a scam?
The weird thing to me is, if it's in her face, like, that's a weird spot. You could take deworming meds. You would probably see it on scans. And there is a thing called delusional parasitosis, where you believe you have parasites.
Oh, really?
You can feel it crawling over your skin or your face or underneath your skin. And it can stem from other... I'm not saying this is what Brandy has, but I'm saying there are... If no medical professional, after spending that much money, has been able to see a parasite in her face, which I feel like you should be able to see with imaging... Maybe it's time to explore other avenues.
Life is too hard.
Yeah.
Really, it's just too hard.
All right, one of the celebrities who had a look-alike contest about him says that all of the people that showed up were far more handsome and qualified than he. I'm going to tell you who that's about on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
If you guys try to be politically correct here, I'm going to call you out on it. You got to promise. In fact, let's take a vow right now. Put your right hand in the air, okay? Mikey's not in here, so everybody has their right hand in their air. I don't have to check anybody. I state your name.
I state my name.
We'll tell the truth.
We'll tell the truth.
And. That's really all I have.
That's really all I have.
All right. So I have injected you with truth serum. This has nothing to do with PC. And I am asking the group of us here because I have asked this question to a couple of different groups over the last couple of weeks when my son brought it up and I realized that there might be a pattern in the answer. So we're sitting around the house and he's got a couple of friends over. Unlike his dad, he likes having people in his house. So he brings a couple of friends over and I guess we're looking to make small talk and he just throws out the question. Hey, if you found a briefcase with $1 million in it, what would you do with it? That's it. Very simple question. You find $1 million. What are you doing with the cash? And you have just been injected with truth serum. So, Rebecca, honestly, what are you doing with $1 million?
Well, I have anxiety.
I was thinking the same thing.
So, immediately, this is a trap. I'm looking for the cameras. And I'm calling my dad, and my dad will tell me exactly what to do. But I'm not touching that briefcase.
I'm curious, what do you think your dad would tell you to do?
My dad would probably say, stay right there. I'm going to come investigate. He would come. We would surround the briefcase and take a good look at it, because he has an anxiety too, probably.
Okay.
And we would honestly probably call the non-emergency line.
Okay.
So and report it.
It's a process, but at the end of the day, you are turning that cash in.
I'm turning it in.
Because your dad is telling you to turn it in.
Yeah.
Okay. Kristen, what are you doing with your $1 million? There it is. Just laid out in front of you. It's in a briefcase. There it is.
All right. So I watch an unhealthy amount of true crime. So in my head, this briefcase is like meant for somebody, like a family member left it because another family member was kidnapped and they're trying to get them back. And this is what they're leaving for the kidnappers in order to get their person back, right? So $1 million is life-changing money.
Sure is.
It's it's untaxed. So yeah. You're getting the whole amount.
Yeah.
I would definitely turn it into the authorities because I feel like karma would come back to bite me in the butt.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's somebody out there that left it that needs it.
Uh-huh.
However, if I was in a position where I didn't know where my next meal was coming from, I didn't know how to feed my kids, like if I were struggling, I would take that money in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Because I would feel like the universe put that there for me to help my family.
So we had that debate while we were all talking about it. And keep in mind, a lot of these are 17-year-old boys, right? And they were like, the universe put it there. Not my responsibility, so I am taking the $1 million. But that's a bunch of 17-year-olds.
So okay. Cute. Can't wait till the universe beats them down, and then I'd like to hear their answer. All
right. Speaking of which, Cassie, somebody with experience of the universe beating them down lately.
1,000%. It was left there by a drug cartel. If I take it, I am getting killed, so I am calling the authorities, which is probably... Now that I say it, awesome mistake, and the drug cartel would still kill me. So I think I'm just going to leave it there where it is.
You're just going to, like, let it go. You're opening up a briefcase with $1 million, and you're capable of just walking away from it without doing anything at all.
I would walk away, and then I would call it in when I was away from the briefcase. Because here's the thing. Like, if I didn't have to worry about all my anxiety, you know, right now I'm going to call Rebecca's dad and ask him what to do. All intents and purposes, if I couldn't ID where it came from, like there's nothing on, I'd keep the money. Mm-hmm. I'd easily keep the money. But I just, that doesn't happen in the real world.
Yeah.
That is not a windfall that comes without strings. So I would definitely try and turn it in. And also, I'm a big believer in what you do when no one is looking is what defines the kind of person you are.
100%. Okay. Katie, what would you do? You stumble on $1 million.
I'm going to look at that briefcase. I'm going to know that that is not for me. And it's none of my business. And I need to keep walking. And maybe even run because somebody is watching me and they're trying to get me.
The mind F that would come along with that, just leaving it behind and always wondering whose it was. Was it really meant for me? That would really jack you up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson.
I'm doing one of two things and both involve me keeping the money.
Okay. I want to hear both avenues.
Okay. One is that I open up a couple of offshore bank accounts and slowly start depositing the money into those.
This is becoming the most Jackson answer ever. Okay. Yeah.
Congrats. The bills are numbered and now the feds are coming after you for money laundering.
Second option, which is the safer option for myself, is I'm driving to North Carolina to the group of casinos that are there. I'm depositing the money and I'm getting chips in return. I'm going to go play a little bit. I'm going to play some blackjack, play some baccarat, play a little bit of craps, clean up the money. Cash the chips in for clean cash and then deposit the money into offshore accounts.
That's kind of brilliant, actually. All right, I'm no longer calling Rebecca's dad. I'm calling Jackson.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
There's your money laundering 101.
What do you do?
So I have anxiety. So if I'm seeing this briefcase on the side of the road, again, I'm immediately thinking something's wrong. I'm going to worst case scenario land. So the first thing I'm doing is I'm putting down the briefcase. I am sprinting away to my closest bathroom and I'm washing the heck out of my hands. A, because money is dirty. But B, I also found out that you can drug items, that if you touch something and the drugs can ingest through your system, you can pass out and die and be human trafficked. So I'm going to wash my hands, make sure I get to a safe public place. So in case I've been drugged, people can find me and I will not be human trafficked.
Kaylee, what are you doing with $1 million?
This has been character
defining. I'm glad you asked, Bert. So I'm walking into Ferrari of Atlanta. I am buying a Ferrari cash. I am going to the strip club. I am going to make it rain. I'm paying all those strippers child support. I'm taking care of all the children.
All the children.
I will say Kay Lee's account of things and what he would do falls very closely in line with the 17-year-old kids that I was hanging out with that come from a very conservative Catholic high school.
What are you doing with the money?
Immediately turning it in.
Yeah?
Yeah, immediately turning it in. I couldn't live with myself.
Yeah.
I would always be looking over my shoulder, but just the guilt of it, not knowing where it was coming from, I'm immediately turning it in.
Oh, God, I wouldn't feel... Yeah, are you the only person who would feel guilty? I just don't want to die. That's why I'm turning it in.
Yeah, my conscience would get me. I couldn't do it. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So what is the fastest? If we were opening up The Burt Show's Guinness Book of World Records, what is the fastest you went from, oh, my God, I am so in love with this person, I am so in love, to, yeah, that's over.
So in love.
So, oh, my God. I met my twin flame. This is my soulmate. Oh, so how are you guys doing? It's over.
We just got to call up any of those bachelor couples. Or Kim Kardashian.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Right. I feel like those just get flipped like a switch.
What if we just called Kim up?
Hey, she's on line 9 right now. 1-855-VIRTUAL if you want to get in on this. I know it's kind of early to ask you guys to call, but how fast did you go from like, this is my person, to, no, I was certainly wrong in that case.
And that's so weird to me because my crushes were unending. And like when I like someone, I like them. Like, it's hard to shit. You would have to do something really heinous, or I'd have to see you with another woman, and that would kill it for me. But
that didn't even do it for me.
Yeah, didn't you go back?
Yes, multiple times. Such a loser.
So my friend is dating a woman who is very nice. There are no big red flags. She's just not... The rest of the friend group doesn't think she's the right fit for our friend, but our friend is an adult and he can make his own decisions. So we have not told him that, you know, she's nice, but not for you.
I'm happy for you. If you're happy, I'm happy. That's the key phrase right there. When your friends don't like who you're dating.
Yeah, essentially. And she's annoying. That's what it is. No red flags. She's just annoying and nobody wants to be around her. So
that's like next level annoying.
Yes. Yeah. Very. I won't go into details. No red flags, just annoying. Anyway, so he was telling me he went home for Thanksgiving to visit his family. And then they were talking about Christmas plans. And he goes, by the way, I don't know, let's call her Chelsea. By the way, I invited Chelsea to Christmas. And immediately, multiple family members said no. Whoa. Just like, he's like, it was like a visceral gut reaction.
A line had been crossed. They were like, now we can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, they're like, no. And he's like, they even looked stunned on their faces when they said it. Like, that was the kind of reaction, was just no. And then they were like, we like her. Just Thanksgiving, let's have it just be family this year, you know? Because she's annoying and nobody wants to be around her. But they weren't saying that. And I think at some point he kept prodding, like from what he told me, prodding and poking and being like, why don't you like her? And that's when it came out. They finally said, like, his mom's like, listen, we like her. She's just a lot. And we can't deal with that. We don't want to deal with it. I want a quiet Christmas. I don't want to entertain your girlfriend. Only 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so and his mom was like, I don't think she's the right fit for you either. You know, if I'm being a mom, I didn't want to get involved, but I'm going to say it. She's not the right fit. I don't think she's your person. So what did he do 10 minutes later? He dumped her.
No.
Whoa. Okay, mama's boy.
Went from being invited to Christmas. She had already been invited to Christmas, by the way. He's not like, I'm thinking about it. He had invited her without asking the rest of the family. But the family's visceral reaction, coupled with him having to pry it out of his mom, like why they were so against her, made him wake up and realize he was also annoyed by her and didn't actually like her. But there were no big enough red flags for him to call it, because he's had so many bad relationships. Right. With red flags, that when he found someone who was like normal for all intents and purposes, it didn't register to him that you're supposed to really like be head over heels for your partner, especially 3 months in. Yeah. So he dumped her.
Yeah. If you're realizing that you're tolerating somebody to be with them, probably don't need to be with them.
Yeah. So if we were starting the Guinness Book of Records with your story, it would be how long?
They dated for 3 months. But then Christmas to dumping in 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, but there was a 3-month buildup that he didn't even realize.
Right.
All right. David can beat that. Hey, David, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, Bert Show. How's it going, guys?
Good. All right. So we got the Bert Show Book of Records open here. Quickest time from, oh, my God, I love them, to, yeah, it's over, was how long?
Oh, man. So this is a good one for y'all. It was 9 months, and everything was amazing. And then I went on a cruise with some friends to find out that she's married.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I almost spit my coffee out.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a bummer.
How did you find out she was married?
It was a total lie. It was a total lie. Nothing was real. It was in love to over.
Yeah, I guess that would happen. So how, when you're looking back at something like that, this fascinates me. Wow. Is it like that movie, The Sixth Sense, where once you find out the outcome, everything else now as you're
that
looking back at it.
That she was dead inside?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, did everything make sense?
It's a byproduct of being raised in a household where both parents love you.
Yeah.
And you think that life is, like, normal.
I'm so sorry. Your childhood was too... Yeah. Unproblematic.
See how your parents can mess you up. They love you too much, don't love you enough, it's too healthy, it's not healthy. So when you found this out, there were no like, oh my God, how come I didn't see the signs?
Dude, it took months to unpack. It was very, very crafty.
Yeah, that's jarring.
That is jarring. So you found out on the cruise, I'm intrigued, David. How did that interaction, like when you confronted her, how did that conversation go?
I mean, she put it all out there. She realized that she was busted. She was caught. She didn't try. Yeah, she didn't try and continue. So that was like, I think it would have been way worse otherwise, because then it like carries it on.
How did you bust?
And then you're like in denial. You're trying to hold on to the truth. Like maybe this is still true. But the biggest thing I learned from it is like, she was lying to herself. Mm. Like she had already disengaged from her marriage. So in her mind, she wasn't married.
Man.
I got you. Ooh, that's deep. That is deep.
Yeah, you are a kind dude. At the end of the day, how did you bust her?
It actually came to me through someone else. They're like, hey, I got to tell you this. And it's also one of those things that you like, several people knew. But you know that there's that one person that you're like, oh, I can actually depend on this person in the future.
Yeah.
Like, they're not afraid to have challenging conversations and tell you stuff that's true, even if it's going to hurt.
David, you're a very mature dude.
I love how you've turned everything into a positive, because this is a lot of crappy things happen to you.
Like, you've literally taken life lessons from all of it. And I hope you find a non-married woman, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with one right now, and we're 5 months in, and she's absolutely fantastic.
And she's not married. We know of.
And you're 100% she's not married.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, I mean, this all happened 6 years ago. So there's quite a bit of life that's happened since then.
No doubt. All right. Well, man, thank you for sharing your story. It's actually kind of inspirational, bro. Sorry about your pain, but thanks for the life lesson.
Awesome, you guys. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
I like him.
I'm kind of touched by that guy.
Yeah.
All right.
The Bert Show.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We got 48 mini miracles that we are trying to put together over the last couple of days. That's what we're calling them now, mini miracles. Because each and every one of these truly will be mini miracles for a family that really, really needs it.
All right, so every year we do breaking and entering, where we choose one family that really, really needs assistance to have themselves just to have a Christmas period. And the Bert Show fam, you all rallied around this grandma and her two grandkids and her daughter who has terminal cancer, and they are going to have the most spectacular Christmas. You guys donated $25,000. We needed 65 gifts. You guys have provided them with 402 gifts. Not only is their Christmas taken care of, but for the next 6 months, they're not going to have to worry about groceries, rent, or even rides to and from the hospital. Like, you guys just enveloped this family with love, and she's going to be able to focus on her kids and make core memories with them over the next 6 months. So we saw what you did. And we're like, all right, well, we got another challenge for you. So we've partnered up with Purposity. They have vetted all of these families and all of these needs of families in our area. And we are asking you to help make these needs become a reality, to fulfill these many miracles. And we know it's 48 families sounds like a lot, but for a lot of these families, they're asking for like a hoodie or an alarm clock, something like that. So this is very doable that we can clear this list for Purposity and make sure all of these families have a bright spot and a mini miracle for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm not dismissing that $14,000 isn't a lot of money. That's a lot of money, $14,000.
Mm-hmm. It's doable.
In comparison to the stuff that we've asked you guys to do in the past, $14,000 is not a whole bunch. And it also covers 48 families. So we initially had a need of 329 total needs for these 48 families. And again, the need was $14,000 for all of them. So we've been doing this now for what, 24, 48 hours?
48.
48 hours. Tom, you want to give us a bit of an update?
Yep. So remember day one when I came in yesterday, the Bird Show fam had already met 100 wishes or needs for the family.
After 24 hours, you guys were crushing it.
We were at 100 of 329, right? As of right now, the Bird Show fam has now granted 225 wishes and needs for the families,
wow,
totaling $9,740 in value. So what that means is we could very well have all the needs met by the end of the day. We only need 104 more wishes and needs, just over $4,000. Let's do it.
Okay, we can do this. So let me give you an example here, if you haven't been listening the last couple of days, of the amount of impact with such a little amount of giving, to be honest with you. In Gainesville, there is a family that really needs some help because they had a devastating house fire. If you go to our website, you'll actually see it under the headline Dreamy Do-Over. So they have this house fire, and this young second grader and his family have lost everything, including their precious space to rest. All they're looking for for Christmas is two twin mattresses for a bunk bed. That is all. Okay.
Just a place for him to put his head.
There's another one that's called Baby Playtime in Fairburn with a little duo of twin babies. His mother has her hands full. She recently fled domestic violence. She's currently living in a shelter, raising the children on her own. You know what she's asking for? Two of those little baby gyms.
Oh.
You ever seen those little baby gyms?
Yeah.
When they're on their back, they're just staring up at that thing going, what do you do?
It's just how they build that core, man.
It's just kind of keeping them distracted. I mean, mm-hmm. She is living in a shelter, and the only thing she's asking for are two baby gyms for her kids. Mm-hmm. The total cost on that one is $49.55. That will provide a Christmas miracle. There is another one on the website under the tree. It's called Single Mom Working Hard to Make Sure Her Kids Have Everything That They Need. All of her income going towards the essential. She didn't have a budget for Christmas this year. So we are hoping, and she is hoping, that she can get one Xbox game. Not the Xbox system, I don't think. Just one game for the Xbox. That's it. That's a Christmas miracle for one family. And we got a whole bunch more on there as well. And $50, sometimes $20 will do it. So don't get wrapped up in the amount of it and how many we have to fulfill, because it really will go a very long way. And I made this suggestion yesterday. Go on there with your kids.
Yeah, I think that's such a beautiful idea. I think that perspective can be much needed this time of year. And if you are in a fortunate position where you can take care of yourself and you can take care of your family, then go to thebirdshow.com, click on the Purposity link, and just scope out the families. And you and your kids sit there and you choose together a family that you would like to help so you can pay it forward for the holidays.
There are only 100 wishes left. Small little mini miracles left. Right? I think we can do this by the end of the day today, right? Do you have just a couple of bucks to help out one of these families with a mini miracle? All the info up online right now at thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show.
Bart, I know you've been invested in that unclaimed lottery ticket in Encino, California for $197 million.
Yeah, I guess by what I was talking about last week, by Friday, there were two tickets that were sold. One of the lottery tickets was claimed, so they won their $197 million, and the other one had to claim it by Friday. I came in here on Monday. I'm like, guess what, guys? They never showed up, so they lost the $200 million, and that's the last we heard of it.
Yeah, so there was it was a $395 million lottery jackpot, and like Bert said, one of the tickets had been claimed, so they were entitled to $197 million, but that other mystery ticket was never claimed. What was really odd, though, is that both tickets were sold from the same little convenience store, the same little gas station in Encino, California.
Good for them, because I think they get a cut. Mm-hmm. When a lottery ticket is sold in your store, I think you get a cut of that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So here's where the drama, and now there's a lawsuit, okay?
What?
So it was back in June that a man named Faramaraz Lahajani submitted one of the winning tickets for $197 million, right? He got half the prize. And then that other mystery ticket has been waiting because you had like 6 months or whatever to claim it, and they never did. Well, now we're hearing that both the tickets were his. He's been using the same numbers for 30 years, okay? Why he got two tickets, nobody knows. Why he used the same number for two tickets, nobody knows. But he says he should get the full jackpot because he lost the second ticket.
Too bad.
So maybe what had happened was he got the ticket, lost it, went back and bought another ticket with those numbers.
Yeah.
That ticket hits, and they're not giving. So we don't know what's been going on behind the scenes with the California, or like with the lottery in California and this dude. But he's like, I should get that entire... Like, he's like, I should get the full $395 million, not just the $197, because I purchased both those tickets.
You know, Kristen, I coined a phrase years and years and years ago that really took off, and it's more money, more problems.
Was that you?
That was me.
Okay.
I mean, come on. It's really hard to feel bad for a guy that just won $200 million. And how could you even believe the story? If it can't be proven, you just can't go, oh, dude. Yeah, that's a tough break. Yeah, we'll just give you the other $200 million. You can't do that.
So, I don't know what he's been dealing with, but all I know is now this information is public knowledge. So, your dude cashed in the one ticket, but he's saying, because I asked, I'm like, if nobody else claims it, should the person that had the winning ticket get the whole shebang? And they're like, no, absolutely not. It just goes right back into the state. And I was like, he wants both halves, man.
Okay, well, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's not going to get it. All right, when I use the word weird, I use it as a compliment. I think cool is way overrated, and I think weird is way more interesting. However, weird is way more complicated around the holidays as well.
Yeah, weird people, what do they want for Christmas? I know, because I'm one of them. And this is basically my wish list. I'll just be very for real with you guys.
Okay. And you're a great example. I find you a very interesting person. Because of your weirdness.
I would consider myself unique, maybe quixotic. That's a good word.
Ooh,
right?
Quixotic that is a good nice word. I have no idea what it means, but yes.
I think weirdness, quirky, all compliments to me.
The older you get, I think the more you really like embrace your weirdness. And it is kind of like, it's something that I treasure about myself.
Sure.
Yeah. I'd rather be weird than basic.
Yeah.
I'm basic, so now I feel like I'm just getting beat to a pulp.
No, you're weirder than you give yourself credit for.
Oh, thank you.
So everyone has a freak in their family, in their friend group, and every Christmas season you think, what am I going to get freaky Uncle Jim or, you know, my weird friend Daryl? I have scoured the internet to find the perfect gifts for your eccentric family and friends.
Quick thing. This is how you know if you're weird or not. If buying gifts for the weird person in your family is easy, you're weird.
Ah, there you go.
Right? 'Cause you're like, what do you get weird Uncle Jim? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's easy. It's buying the normal people gifts that I'm like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Okay.
Mm, true.
Bourbon usually covers the weird people.
Or money. Love money. So the first item... is a Moo Dang bumper sticker.
Shut up. You are weird. This is your, is this from your Pinterest board?
Wow, really clocked me there because this was on my Pinterest board.
Shut up.
I heard a lot of weirdos were into Moo Dang this year. I don't know where that came from. Get this gift for them. It retails at $12. It is a picture of a screaming passionate pygmy hippo saying, "This is who you're honking at." Because weird girls, they are also anxious drivers.
Beautifully weird. Beautifully weird.
My favorite bumper sticker I've been seeing lately is Hot Girls Hit Curbs.
Oh, yes. You do love a curb.
I love a curb.
I love that. But if you need something more custom that really shows you care, get them. And in case of emergency, break box. I've actually bought this for so many friends because you can put all kinds of fun things in there. I have put jewel pods, deodorant, Plan B.
The Plan B is wild.
It is such a fun, it's a fun novelty thing to hang on your wall, and I have seen it be broken. Emergencies have come. But is your gift receiver into something more niche? Perhaps they got way too into Barbie when it came out. Then they need the world's smallest Barbie Malibu Dream House. It comes in at only 1.5 inches tall. This is the perfect piece of Barbie merch for the woman who has a tiny house but loves stuff.
Got it.
And the box says, yes, actually works on it.
Wow.
I know that there are a whole bunch of weird people listening right now going, I would love that.
Oh, I'm about to go buy it.
Yeah.
My daughter's asked for a Barbie dream house, but we live in a trailer, so she's getting that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's on Urban Outfitters right now.
Noted.
It's on sale.
Just how small is it, she asks.
It's 1.5 inches tall.
So bigger than anyone you've been with.
Oh. She's right.
All right, now let's get really real about weird people. We get overstimulated very fast, but we still deserve the chance to relax at the end of the day with a nice puzzle.
I love a puzzle.
What's the solution here? One color puzzle.
Oh my God. I'm getting relaxed amazing. Just looking at that.
Finally, a puzzle that even the most frantic minds will be able to piece together.
That seems cruel.
This one comes in Heinz ketchup red.
Nice. Yeah, when we went on vacation with friends, we created the puzzle squad.
You guys are living life in the fast lane, sister. You need to slow it down.
That would be a great gift for the weirdos in my puzzle squad.
If you have a puzzle squad, you are a weirdo.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.